The chronic problems in Tennessee's Medicaid program with losing applicants in a federal computer system go on trial starting this week. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports TennCare argues a recent workaround has resolved the issue, while the Southern Poverty Law Center wants a more effective fix.
At the root of this four-year-old lawsuit is a new computer system that still isn't online. In the old system, people with low income who qualified for TennCare were getting lost when some of their information was at odds with other government databases. After the lawsuit was filed in 2014, TennCare set up an appeals process for anyone who hadn't heard back within the required 45 days. The agency says in a new filing that 99% of the 40,000 applicants a month are being addressed in a timely way, but attorney Sam Brook with the Southern Poverty Law Center says that's too many people.
It's still hundreds a month. I mean, granted that that's compared to thousands who aren't having a problem, but it's still hundreds a month that their own data is showing are suffering delays.
The plaintiffs include a mother who missed out on prenatal care and a woman who delayed care for her high blood pressure and wound up in the hospital. They're not seeking money, just changes to the process, so others don't have the same experience. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.